Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me a reality TV star. We have someone who is fantastic. You may have seen her on the show, The Biggest Loser. Give Sonia Jones a warm welcome. It's great to be with you today, Sonia.
Man, it's good to be on, Carrie. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Listen, you are an overcomer. You are one of my heroes now. I mean, I didn't watch the show, but I have seen snippets before, but listen, you're somebody who is doing and conquering and overcoming. I'm just so proud of you. We're going to talk today all about, listen, how do you take something that may have been a painful thing in your past and leverage it now into a story where you're helping other people? Yeah. So I love for everybody who's watching to type in where they're from. Already we have Sherry and some others who are popping in. Hello. Why don't you guys type in where you're from? And then also, if you guys can share this, that would be fantastic. Because listen, Sonia, I know you've been through a lot in your past. And I tell people often that their pain can become their platform. And I know that there's someone today who's watching this who needs this encouragement because something they went through, and now it can be turned into an amazing story. So, Sonia, yeah. First of all, let's jump right in. When were you on The Biggest Loser TV show?
I was on season 16. We started, June of 2014. My finale date was January 29th of 2015. So, 6-month process to change my entire life. So 16th season of the show. I've loved the show since season one. I was on a program the other day. I said, you know, I was the person that would sit season after season with a big old pizza and a 2-liter of soda and eat and drink and watch that show.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I loved it.
So you went from sitting on the couch, eating a big pizza, feeling what? What were you feeling at that time in your life?
At that time in my life, for the seasons previously, I felt like I hated who I was, Carrie. I let the way that I felt like I looked to really determine the way that I felt about myself. With that being said, when I would watch The Biggest Loser, I would always get inspired to make a change, but that change never lasted. And it's funny, like I say, I love the show. In 2009, this is really cool, as God would have it. In 2009, I wrote a Facebook post. I wrote it on January 29th at 9:55 p.m. And it said, I secretly have a desire. It was called 25 Random Things You May Not Know About Me. And number 10 on that list was, I secretly have a desire to be a contestant on The Biggest Loser. Now, here's the cool thing. That was 6 years to the day, date, and time of my finale when I was announced on the show.
Wow. Right? That is amazing. It really goes down to the power of, listen, once we know what we want, then I think a large part of the mystery is solved.
Yeah.
I meet people all the time and I say, you know, what do you want? What do you desire? Because you know that they're at a place of misalignment. They don't have their life aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go to ask them like what they want, they can't articulate it.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. You got super serious. You wrote down, I want to be a contestant on The Biggest Loser. And then sure enough, it begins to happen, which is an awesome miracle.
Yeah. And so much about that. Yeah. So much about that is so true. You have to know what you want, but you also have to know the why as to why you want it. I can want to lose 50 pounds. Why do I want that? What's my driving force? For instance, for me, a big part of my healing process and my part on the show was I knew what I was eating and I knew what to change to make those changes occur. I knew what to do, But the why is what now continually drives me to make that change. And that translates throughout my book as well. You know, it's just, it's not just the what, but it's also the why.
Let's talk about that why. And we're going to talk more about your book here in a second and the book writing process, because there's people today that might say, well, gee, I've been through a lot. And I found some victory. I found some success. I'd love to be able to share that in a book with other people. Or people have written fiction books that just want to entertain or inspire people. But let's talk about your why. Why did you want to lose the weight?
I wanted to lose the weight because I hated who I was.
Okay.
I did not like myself. I was an elementary PE teacher, a track coach, and a softball coach. Yet, you know, I was supposed to be the model of health and wellness for an entire community, for my kids. And instead I felt like an embarrassment and a hypocrite. And I hated stepping off the bus and feeling like all the eyes were on me. They weren't, but I felt like they were. And, you know, my perception became my reality. And so for me, I wanted to change that desperately, so badly. And for me, it all came down to filling out a silly little application online. So my why was because I hated who I was. I never want to go back there again. And another part of my why is, you know, 5 million people went on that journey with me. And man, I don't want to let them down. I want to pay forward what I learned on the show.
Wow. This is amazing. Because like you, I felt like a hypocrite, like an imposter at one point in my life. I won't get into that a ton here. I'll just say merely that I was a pastor who still struggled with cutting, self-injury. So there's a little hypocrisy there. That was, of course, in my early 20s. But the point is this, Sonia, I think that that's not unique. I think that there's a lot of people watching right now. By the way, we have Darce from Washington. We have Amy from Ohio. We have Sherry from Massachusetts. Lots of people jumping in. Go ahead, type where you guys are from. And then if you don't mind, please share this, because Sonia's sharing some powerful things today. Why do you think suddenly we wake up to the fact that, you know what, I'm sick of being an imposter. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of saying one thing, but really being somebody else on the inside. What do you think wakes us up enough in life? What do you think?
You know, I don't know if it's so much of just a necessarily a wake up process as it is a discovery process.
Okay.
For me, it's something that I knew my whole life. I did have an aha moment when I was looking at a picture. Mm. And I was in the biggest coaching moment of my life. It was in 2013. And this is in my book. There's a picture of me in the biggest coaching moment of my life. I'm waving my center fielder, running from first to third. And I've got one arm raised up like this to wave her around. And my other arm is pulling at my shirt so that people can't see the fact that I'm overweight. And even subconsciously, I recognize in the biggest moments of my life, I didn't want people to look at me. I didn't want that shirt tucked in somewhere where I was embarrassed by. So even subconsciously, those thoughts ruled me all the time. So for me, that was my wake up point per se, but it's something that I knew a long time. It was just, Sonia, are you going to get serious about this? Or are you going to continue to live in the dysfunction that you have lived in your entire life? Because that's not fair. We, you know, God created us. He loved us enough to create us. And for heaven's sake, you know, we got to buy into the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I knew that I had to make a change. And the hypocrisy, it wasn't intentional. And I think people need to understand that. You know, my willpower is not a barometer of my, it's not my moral compass. You know, I struggled. And that's just something that I decided, you know, enough's enough. And for 39 years of my life, I struggled with it. And I decided, hey, enough's enough.
Well, this is powerful, and I'll tell you why. You said you were hiding. I mean, you didn't use those words exactly, but that's what it is. When you were pulling your shirt down and in your biggest coaching moment, you were trying to hide. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this happen, Sonia, as I've worked with thousands of clients. I've seen that in reality, they don't need leaders. They don't need people who are against them. They don't need competition.
Right.
They themselves are running from the stage of success.
Right.
Because they don't want to be revealed. Mm-hmm. And I tell people often that the stage doesn't ruin you. The stage reveals you. And I hear you saying you were subconsciously running from the stage of success.
Right.
you noticed that the audio and video were not matching. Let's talk about your book. Do you have your book? Can you hold it up right in front of you if you have it?
I did.
Awesome. So 44 Lessons from a Loser. Read that subtitle. That's a crazy strong subtitle.
The subtitle is Navigating Life with Laughter, Prayer, and the Occasional Throat Punch.
The occasion. Listen, the occasional throat punch. What in the world? Tell us a little bit about the subtitle.
Everybody needs laughter. I believe in it. It's the best thing ever. It's the best medicine. Everybody needs to pray. I mean, you know, and there are people in this world that need the occasional throat punch. And as contributing members of society, that may not be the best thing to do, but man, would it make you feel better at times. So I talk about that in my book. You know, I remember sitting in my counselor's office as we were peeling back the layers of why I eat what I eat, you know, and how my emotions play into all that. And she would continue to ask me question after question. And I thought, man, she comes any closer, I'm going to throat punch her, you know, and there are things like that throughout the book. It's just, it has been one of those, it's just me, you know, I'm pretty unfiltered, within reason. I don't hold a lot of secrets. I tell on myself a lot in this book. So, laugh, pray. Someone's close enough, tack their throat. I'm just kidding.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I just posted a link because, and I'm going to share that here, but it's SoniaJones44.com. What's with the 44? Tell us a little bit about that.
44 is my obsession. It is ridiculous, quite frankly. I played from junior high through semi-professional softball. Every sport I was in, typically my number was 44.
Okay.
It's one of those things that it's become an obsession. I've seen my favorite movie 44 times. I won't see it a 45th time because in my world, that would just be wrong. You know, when I put an offer in on the house, it was, you know, 40, you know, the 44 was in there. I get up at 6:44 or 5:44. When I go for a run, it's usually 44 minutes long. It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
I love it. Even your book sale price is 44.
Yep. Hardcover is $20.44. Paperback is $15.44.
There you go. Well, listen, I think that's awesome. And you've already had some crazy success. Your book doesn't even release until what day?
November 2nd.
It releases more than a month away. And yet here you are, one of our authors. We have a unique program called Author Academy Elite. Yeah. I was told that you just went live with pre-orders, and in one day, you've already sold $1,000 worth of books. Now, listen, I don't know. I've been in this business for a long time. I don't know if you realize, Sonia, first of all, the power of that fact, because the average traditionally published author only sells 250 copies a year.
Wow.
And you know that our students... we have some authors that have done 6,000 in 3 months.
Right.
You know, you've done $1,000 worth in a day.
Right.
Before your book even went live. We teach people how to do this thing right. Now, I know you're brand new to publishing, but like you had a story, you didn't know how to get the book out there. Tell how, because there's a lot of people right now who are saying, hey, I know Kerry went live with a webinar on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know that out of 20,000 people who've raised their hand to be part of that 5-day challenge, we can only pick 50. That's 0.25%. But did you watch the webinar a few months ago, years ago, whatever? What were you thinking? I mean, what resonated with you? Take us on that journey.
Sure. Okay. So a little backstory. First of all, if you're considering it, let me just say this from the get-go, do it. Every person has a story. Every person has a story. And your story, even though you're not convinced, I'm telling you, if it's told properly, it has the power to impact, change lives, the power to impact and change lives. With that being said, even when I was a teacher for the first 2 decades almost of my professional life, if something could happen to someone, it would be me. It just could. I have some of the craziest stories. But with that being said, I have always said that I was going to write a book titled, You Should Write a Book. Mm. Because that's what people would tell me all the time. So I would write down little chapters and so on and so forth. And I was, as all tremendous, impactful leaders do, I was scrolling through Facebook one day and I saw this thing that said, CarrieOverbrenner.com, and it was a webinar. That was in December of last year, of this past year. So wow. 2017.
Nine months ago.
And that's 9 months ago. And look, here it is. So with that being said, I got on the webinar and then I input some information, got a phone call from Daphne.
And she interviewed me.
Yes. She interviewed me. I was on Christmas break and I was in Charlotte, North Carolina with a friend of mine. And we just had a great conversation. And I would say during that interview, man, be you, talk about the book. The people who are there, they are here, they're there to help you. Yes, there are. When I did it, there were only 25 spots available. Now mm-hmm. there are 50. They will tell you if you are a good fit and if you are not a good fit. And that's what you want. You don't want somebody just blowing smoke. Yeah. If they accept you, awesome. If they don't, awesome. You know, you have to be confident in what your story is. I did talk with a couple of traditional publishers before when I got off the show. They were great companies. They approached me. I went after it and got a little bit down the road and thought this is not for me, because what happened was when I wrote my book, I wanted it to be like you and I were sitting at a coffee shop and I was able to pour into your life.
Right.
When the traditional publisher saw my book, they said, oh, there's a lot of great content here. I love it, but I want to change this and this. And then it sounded like a third person was writing my book. And I didn't want that, because yeah. I can't sit down with 5 million people who went on the road to Biggest Loser with me. But what I can do is I can write this for you and it can sound like we're sitting like we are right now. So that's when I found Carrie, talked to Daphne, and literally 9 months later, I'm sitting with my proof copy in hand. I am hoping that my book will be, the bulk order of 2,000 copies will be ordered today. And so the process, do you want me to talk about the process now, or do you want me to just wait because you're going to get into that?
I'll tell you what, let's answer one question here. Because okay. Listen, folks, ask questions. We're here to serve. We are here to help you out. First of all, Sonia's story is amazing. There's people that need to hear her story today, because they're the people who are eating the pizza, or like me, used to be a cutter. They're the people who are not being authentic.
Right.
They're presenting one person and they're living another. And I'll tell you what, that creates heart sickness.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel yeah. like you are not fully alive.
Absolutely.
And when you're not fully alive, you're dead. So first of all, we want you to get help. We want you to be inspired by Sonia's story. I'm going to go yep. back and say, pre-order her book, SoniaJones44.com.
Yeah.
You know, Sonia, I get zero profit.
Yep.
I get zero royalties.
Right.
I get zero money from your print cost.
Yep.
That is all intentional, because we want this book to be yours.
Yep.
You pick the title, you pick the cover. Now we help you with all that. But first of all, let's answer that question. Now, second of all, Barbara, and go, by the way, guys, type in where you're from. We'd love to hear that. And if you're finding inspiration, please share it as well. Barbara says, I just logged in and was wondering, how many books did you write before you started selling them well? So Barbara, this is Sonia's first book, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, never. I have not. I've never written a book, Barbara. Never in my life. I would write a couple of chapters here and there that I thought were funny or good or inspirational. I have never written a book in my life.
Yeah. So with Author Academy Elite, yeah, you joined last December when a few times a year we would only open 25 slots mm-hmm. and then we'd shut it. And, you know, we could only choose 25 out of thousands and thousands who would apply. Now,
can I say something to that real quick? The 25 number, my thought was there's no way. But here's the thing. You recognize why there's only 25 or 50. It's because of how much is poured into this group. But yeah. I'm sure we'll get into that.
Let's talk about that. First of all, let's okay. talk about why this is not a company that just says, oh, take your money, we'll go to Hawaii, have a good life, go write your book. You know that you and I spend a lot of time together on yeah. the phone. You right. know I'm there for you 4 times a week, our team and me. literally to help you with everything, endorsements. Yep. Just tell us like what we help you with regarding the whole process.
Everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm whoever's on, I'll just say this as a blanket statement. I had no idea what I was doing. I know how to type on a computer. Right. That's it.
Right.
And the process, the things that they take us through in this book, every single step is laid out from writing the book to you get an entire document. Do you want to do this in 26 weeks? Do you want to do it in 52 weeks? You know, and it's, and each week is laid out for you. And then there's this thing called the Igniter Track where, I mean, it takes you through every single step, who to call, what to say, what to write, but beyond that. So even if you've never written a book like I hadn't, the one thing that I would say is, you know, as you walk through this, you get a phone call twice a week with Carrie, not someone else. And I'm telling you what, those calls, he takes the time with every single person and every single question. There are times when I have been on those calls and they've gone for 3 hours. You don't have to stay on the whole time. You don't even have to be on. You can write your question and he will answer it right there.
Yeah.
And every question that I have ever had, you become part of a community, and that community is fantastic. You know, I may write a question on our Facebook wall, and within typically, I don't think that my question has ever gone unanswered within 5 or 10 minutes. But beyond that, as people see it, then they plug in their responses as well. So I have to tell you, I could not have written a book of this quality, that looks this good, sounds this good, without Author Academy Elite. And awesome. I will say it again, I have never done this. And for all those who are listening, this is not a paid endorsement either.
Right.
Carrie and I talked about what this interview was going to be about 3 minutes before we went live. So everything I'm telling you is nothing he has asked me to say, paid me to say. This is just for my heart. And I'm, like I said, this has been a 9-month process and it has been phenomenal. And honestly, it's been seamless and it's been easy.
Awesome. Well, listen, we try to be the best experience out there. If people are just jumping in, they might say, you know, what's the difference between traditional publishing, self-publishing, Author Academy Elite? Right. I'm just going to say there's a webinar that we only leave up until Sunday night. You can try to visit this page after that. It's going to be gone, but I'm putting it right in the link there. And this webinar is 2 hours of pure content. There's nothing to buy at the end. There's no credit card enter at the end. This is 2 hours of me taking my 15-year career. I mean, I started back in 2004 as a traditionally published author. I had a little bit of hair then, not much. But, you know, I was in my 20s back then. Now I'm in my 40s. I mean, I've been in this business for a long time. I've been an author. I've been a ghostwriter. I've been an agent. Now I'm a publisher. I give you the very best content I can give you guys in 2 hours. Then at the end of that, I say, look, for those people that really want me to work with them, you're right. There have been calls where I've been on for 3 hours, and I agree. Right. You don't need to stay on. You can just type in your question. We'll get you the answer. We record all the calls. But I love to help people like you, Sonia, say, who should be my endorsement? How do I write my back cover copy? What about a trailer? What should I put on my website? How do I get on TV, radio, podcasts? I mean, we go from idea to implementation. And I just want to encourage anybody who says, I don't even know how I got on this live stream today. You're here for a reason.
Right.
Sonia, let's talk about your launch party. That's another thing we teach. We teach you how to create a launch team, launch party. And even if you didn't have 5 million people watch your TV show like you, we have other people that I can hold up, like Erica Foster here, who's a single mom of 5, and nobody's ever heard of her. And yet we've gotten her into multiple Barnes & Noble. She's done speaking. I mean, it doesn't matter if you don't have a big following.
Right.
Talk about your launch team and your launch party, if you don't mind.
So my launch party is November 2nd at 6:44 p.m. here in Springfield, Illinois. And one of the things that is is awesome is I've just got a great team. You know, and those are just friends. Those aren't people who I'm paying. They're just friends who are coming together and helping me put this launch party together. I've also launched a VIP launch team on Facebook. It's my 44 Lessons from a Loser VIP launch team. And what I want to do, how do I best want to say this? This is not Mark Batterson. I'm a big fan of Batterson books. In one of his books, I read him say something that really inspired me. He said, you know, every book sold is a prayer answered. Oh, and wow. I believe that I have a voice to use. I have a story to tell. And, you know, not everyone, yes, I was on The Biggest Loser. Not everyone can go on The Biggest Loser. Everyone who could wouldn't want to because it's a lot of work. But with that being said, you know, every person has a story. Everyone has a group. And you've got to be willing to share that because someone needs to hear what you have to say. If there's a little inkling in you to do it, do it. You know, what I've learned, don't let fear dictate whether or not you take that first step.
That's right.
Take the first step. That back foot will follow. You know, for me, there was a lot of fear getting on the plane to go to Los Angeles, California to be a Biggest Loser contestant. You know, I mean, who at 283 pounds wants to be on national TV in a sports bra and spandex? Not a lot of people. That's not for everyone. But here's what is for everyone. What is for everyone is a sense of pride. It's a sense of accomplishment. It's a sense of standing at the base of a mountain saying, I can move you and I will. And that's what The Biggest Loser gave me, not just in my life, but also not just on the show, but in my life. And as I've jumped into this book writing process, I recognize that there's a lot of excitement about it, not because I was a Biggest Loser contestant, but because I have a story to tell and people can relate to it, you know? Yes. And you have that too. There's a story within you that's dying to come out. Don't take that to the grave with you.
I agree. I am so excited for you. I just know that you're going to start getting emails that are going to say, Dear Sonia, you don't know me, but I read your book and I'm sitting here in tears and I was ready to give up my marriage, ready to give up my kids, ready to give up my life.
Right.
And I read your story and now I have hope and inspiration. Good. You pointed me to God.
Yeah.
You pointed me to prayer, you know, this type of thing. So, Sonia, I am so excited for you. I just know, as an author of 15 years, I know what's coming for you. And it's going to be amazing. So many rewards. I get it. It is scary to put your book out there. I mean, I'm the guy who put the book, you know, as a pastor in my book called Your Secret Name, how I used to carve the F word on my body. I mean, there's a job at risk when I put that on paper. Sure. I knew that.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that the area of your deepest wound is often the area of your greatest impact. Mm-hmm. And if you're scared to talk about your wound or your pain, you're just missing out from impacting so many other people. Sonia, let's wrap it up with this here, because I know we could talk a lot.
Yeah.
But are you coming to the Igniting Souls Conference?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so funny. When I was talking to Daphne back in December, you had just decided on the date. And it's hilarious because it just so happens that I'll be at the conference on my 44th birthday.
No.
So I knew that was something that I needed to be a part of. So we
pushed
the launch, you know, a week later.
Yeah.
Since I'm selling books at the conference, that my official launch will be on my 44th birthday, which is the way that I wanted it in the first place.
I love it. And the reason why I'm excited about that is because, listen, as a first-time author back in the 2004, I wish I would have had a stage. I wish I would have had a book signing. We do all that for people. We do all that for you. So you're going to come to the conference. You're going to speak. You're going to be able to sign books. You're going to get a photographer to do photo shoots. I cannot wait. So, Sonia, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Gary.
You got people who are giving you the 44 love here.
All right.
And here's my encouragement to anybody who's watching this. If you have that inkling that Sonia talked about, the link is below. Please apply. Please tag somebody. Some of you know someone who's an author or an aspiring author who needs to be tagged on this post.
Yep.
Because you're going to be the one who, just like somebody kicked Sonia's butt and my butt to write a book, you're going to be that butt kicker mm-hmm. for somebody else. But we do want to pick, I think we're now down to like 39 spots left. Okay. 11 were already taken here in the first 24 hours. So we are counting down, Sonia. What's the last thing you would say to someone who's maybe just needing hope today and saying, should I write a book?
Yes. Do it. You know, like I said, everyone has a story to tell, and you're on this, you're watching this right now because you feel an inkling that you need to do that. You know, that's probably not the pizza you ate last night. That could be the Holy Spirit. I don't know, yeah. But do it. This has been a wonderful process. It's your stuff. It's your, you know, it's your words, but they make it so easy. And so if this is something you want to do, it's worth it. It's worth the initial investment. It is worth everything that comes along after it. Man, do it.
Awesome. And listen, go pre-buy SoniaJones44.com. Like I said, there may not be copies left soon because she's already blowing through a whole bunch of pre-sales. But Sonia, keep doing great work. Thank you for taking.
Glad to be here.
And saying, you know what, I'm going to conquer some of these inner demons that I have. And we just thank you for your testimony today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity, Carrie.
We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.